For many photos and video clips, go to BrunswickVeteransDay.com. That's BrunswickVeteransDay.com.
Pre-show event. I'd like to first introduce Sergeant First Class Alex Conforto, a short prayer.
Bow your heads, please. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, let thy protection come upon all those who are in thy service of our country. Guard them from all harm, danger of body and soul. Sustain and comfort those at home, especially in these hours of loneliness and anxiety and sorrow. Prepare the dying for death, the living for thy service. Give success to the arms and men of the sea of the air, and all nations a speedy and lasting peace. And for our men in Iraq, victory. Amen.
We'd like to have one pre-show song from musician First Class Eric Makovsky.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesty above the fruited plain. God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for patriot dream that sees beneath beyond the years, thine alabaster cities gleam, undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. Crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Ladies
and gentlemen, good afternoon. On behalf of the City of Brunswick, we welcome you to the 75th Veterans Day commemoration. At this time, we already had Reverend Reynolds do the invocation. Would you please rise for the presentation of the colors of the U.S. Coast Guard Honor Guard, followed by the national anthem, once again sung by musician First Class Eric Makovsky, United States Navy Band.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the and the home of the brave.
Again, we'd like to welcome you to the 75th Annual Veterans Day commemoration. At this time, I'd like to introduce Mayor Carol Jones, City of Brunswick, to welcome you.
Excuse me, Rick. I seldom walk in front of a good Republican, so you have to excuse me on this occasion. Welcome to Brunswick. This is one of Brunswick's proudest days every year. And as Chip mentioned, this is the 75th Veterans Day Parade, and we take pride in carrying this tradition on. I'm not sure that there is any other Veterans Day Parade in the state of Maryland, but we're here for number 75, and hopefully we'll be here for number 100. We're very proud to be a part of today's activities. The activities are symbolic of our respect and indebtedness to those young men and women who have served our country. It's about paying homage. It's about individuals. It's about each individual. It's a collective day of respect for all our veterans. So if you will please join us in having a wonderful time today. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful time to pay respect to our veterans. It's always a beautiful day in Brunswick. You come here 365 days a year. It's beautiful. Never any inclement weather. It's always great. The people are always great. And it's very nice. We'll be introducing the elected officials, but I appreciate the elected official and all the military folks who have turned out today to help us celebrate this. And most of all, I thank all of you. See you again next year.
Thank you, Mayor. We'd also like to introduce the members of the Brunswick City Council, Dr. Wayne Algar, Jeremy Beiser, Ron Brucci. You may be seated. Thank you. Choreographer took care of that. Thank you, Jerry. Beth Johnson. Okay. And Tom Smith. And Walt Stahl. And we certainly appreciate the dedication of the City of Brunswick to this event every year for 75 years. Also like to introduce the members of the Board of County Commissioners of Frederick County. Commission President Jan Gardner. Commissioner David Gray. Commissioner Charles Jenkins. Commissioner Lenny Thompson. And I'm not sure if Commissioner Hagan's here. Okay, and Commissioner Hagan sends his regrets. At this time, I'd like to introduce Delegate Rick Weldon, who will introduce the remaining distinguished guests that we have here today.
I need to do the invocation. Major Reynolds hasn't
spoken. Okay. We'll get there. Good afternoon. You know, standing over here on the side trying to motion the folks on the podium to sit, did you notice the military members understood how to take direction, but it took extra effort to get our political leaders to recognize that it was time to sit. That's supposed to be a joke, my fellow political leaders. It is my distinct honor and privilege to introduce to you two of my colleagues. Some of you are wondering why we're not in Annapolis. Well, we got a break today so we could come to the Veterans Day Parade. We'll be back there tomorrow. We were there yesterday. I would like to welcome people who have been here before consistently, and we appreciate their consistency in showing up at this event. Representing Legislative District 3A, which is essentially the City of Frederick, my friend, Delegate Galen Claggett. Representing Legislative District 4, which is pretty much the rest of Frederick except for this area and the City of Frederick, our dear friend, Delegate Paul Stahl. It is always an honor and privilege to introduce our congressional Representative for the 6th Congressional District in the state of Maryland, the Honorable Roscoe Bartlett. Congressman Bartlett, would you like to say a few words?
Thank you very much. Once again, my wife Ellen and I are very pleased to be here. You know, each year this parade means more because we have more veterans from Iraq. Thank you all very, very much for supporting our troops and recognizing the contribution they make to our country. Thank you.
I also wanted to mention a word about Commissioner Kai Hagan. Kai was planning to be here. He has a car waiting for him down at the lineup area with his name on it. The reason he is not here, ladies and gentlemen, a dear, close, personal friend of Kai's passed away. Her funeral is today. He sends his most sincere regrets, but felt in his heart that that was the right place for him to be. And I certainly appreciate a man that has a sense of perspective. We know he's with us in spirit. At this point, I would like to, I think we also need to introduce elected officials that are not from Brunswick, and there are some elected officials that are not from Brunswick. The problem is I was so busy getting to sit down, I didn't write their names down, so I'm going to take a very calculated risk here and do this based on who I see. First, the clerk of the Circuit Court of Frederick County, Sandy Dalton. From our neighbor, the village of Rosemont, the Burgess, Jackie Ebersol. Commissioner Elaine Childs. And I think I saw Commissioner Tom Watson driving a tractor that you'll see later in the parade. Certainly an elected official who needs no introduction in this community, but deserves one anyway, is our Frederick County Sheriff, our friend Chuck Jenkins. Now let's see how well I did.
Chief Smith.
The chief of the Brunswick City Police Department. John Smith, better known to those of us who get away with calling him this, Smitty. And I'm not sure if the city administrator was introduced, but the guy who I always introduce as having the best job in Frederick County, the city administrator of the city of Brunswick, Mr. Dave Dunn. And I'll turn the microphone over at this point to Mr. Jewell for some further introductions.
As we continue our commemoration, we do want to begin with the invocation by Major Michael Reynolds of the Air National Guard. Major Reynolds.
My wife and I have visited Germany quite often, and at the Dachau prison camp in Germany, there is a sign that reminds all of the visitors that those who fail to remember history are doomed to repeat it. Today we want to call to our conscious memory the service and the blessing and the sacrifice of the many. Would you bow your heads with me, please? Lord, we never tire of thanking you again and again for freedom. Thank you for the freedom of soul and spirit that is found in you. Thank you for the freedom of speech and mind and press and even freedom of sin. We are the recipients of the bountiful blessings of freedom because so many have been so willing. We today call to our remembrance and are thankful for them. We are thankful for their lives, for their work, for their memory, and for their families. We are thankful for those who have given the last full measure of devotion. Please, O Lord, bless and strengthen the families and friends of those. And bless those that are yet living and yet serving. You, O Lord, are our refuge and our strength, the very present help in trouble. Inspire us by the sacrifice of the many. Encourage us when we are despondent. Correct us when we are in error. May righteousness flourish in our land and ungodliness perish, and may your hand ever be upon us. Let everyone that agrees say amen.
Thank you, Major Reynolds. We'd also certainly want to introduce the ambassador of the city of Brunswick, Miss Railroad Days, Brittany Arnold. It's certainly our honor and privilege to have many people from the military and the armed forces here today to help us recognize those that have served. The Grand Marshals today are Lieutenant Colonel Carlo DePorta, a World War II veteran, and Captain Alton Ray McCallum, Jr. I'd like to give you just a little information on these individuals and why they are here today as the Grand Marshals of the parade. Captain Alton Ray McCallum, Jr., U.S. Army, grew up in Frederick County and graduated from Frederick High School in 1997. He was appointed to the U.S. Military Academy, excelled in athletics, played tight end for the Black Knights, and also participated in track and field, just as he did at FHS. He received his officer's commission in 2002 during the global war terrorism, served a full year-long term in Iraq. Following that duty, accepted another combat tour in Afghanistan, Task Force Phoenix. On April 10, 2007, as he was riding in a Humvee in southern Afghanistan, when it ran into a landmine. The resultant explosion extensively injured McCallum. He received emergency surgery in Afghanistan, subsequently flown to Germany. He was finally transferred to Walter Reed Army Hospital in Washington, where he had undergone months of recuperation. He currently undergoes physical therapy in Middletown. Including his decorations are various campaign medals, the Purple Heart. The 27-year-old CPT McCallum married Linda, his high school sweetheart, in 2004. They have a son. They live in Brunswick along with the extended McCallum family. His siblings have been active in sports in the Brunswick Railroaders. Please welcome Captain Alton Ray McCallum, Jr. Lieutenant Colonel Carlo DePorta is a veteran of World War II. He was born in Milan, Italy, on August 5, 1920. He immigrated to the United States as an infant. As a youth growing up in his hometown in New York City, he witnessed many Veterans Day parades and even recalls seeing Civil War veterans marching among those so honored. He put on his military uniform October 24, 1939, and enlisted in New Jersey, New York National Guard. His first outfit was Battery C, the 156th Field Artillery Regiment, a horse-drawn artillery unit. He was federalized and inducted into the U.S. Army on September 16, 1940. In 1941, he took part in training maneuvers in the Carolinas. On his return, he learned of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. 2 weeks later, he was sent to Camp Claiborne in Louisiana for range training. For the next year, he pulled duties as part of the Coast Guard artillery up and down the Oregon coast. He was sent overseas as a replacement. He became part of the U.S. force seeking to liberate the Philippines. On October 20th, 1944, he landed with the invasion of Leyte. A month later, he came ashore with the landing force in the Isle of Cebu. He fought there against the entrenched Japanese. He was on a troop ship off Yokohama Bay when the Japanese Imperial Government officially surrendered. He served as part of the Allied forces occupying Japan until enough points and returned to the United States. He arrived home December 27th, 1945, and rejoined the National Guard. Please welcome Lieutenant Colonel Carlo DePorta, a veteran of World War II.
Don't let this fool you, it's not that long. Today we celebrate Veterans Day to thank everyone who served in the U.S. military. I see there are many veterans over here, and I represent the World War II generation. There are veterans of other wars here, such as Korea and Vietnam, both of which I served in, by the way. There are even young men and women here who have fought in war going against service in Iraq. But in reality, we are not the heroes. And I want you to listen to this. We are not the heroes. The heroes are the ones who are wounded or disabled for the rest of their lives. They gave the ultimate sacrifice to their country. Those are the boys I saw dying for. In Japanese Far East, and all were killed fighting communism in Vietnam. Those are the boys and the girls, even in this area, are not dying in Iraq and in Afghanistan. I was young, Veterans Day, Arms Day, most of World War I. I also have clear memories of seeing World War II, Civilian War. These guys I was in my tent. They must have been in the Navy, but I remember seeing two Civil War veterans on Armistice Day. Not after a long life, I am old too right now. I did not start out as a soldier, but the war was well, and we became of age. President Franklin, Roosevelt, my commanding chief, said my generation had a rendezvous with Dynasty, and he also said that you are see a rattlesnake to poise, strike. Do not wait until he strikes first. So he sent myself and so many other boys into battle to save the world of freedom. So we have won the war. We saved the world. But I saw other wars too. I joined together to defeat other threats of America. We now fight a new type of enemy. I've been able to serve in uniform in both federal, state militia, and capacity since 1939. Why did I do so long? Why do young men and women do today risk their lives like I did? The answer is simple. It's for love of this country. It's the highest honor for us that we veterans serve for all those at home will be safe. As President Kennedy said, it's not what you do for your country, it's what you do for your country. Give me time to turn the page. And with my nice, beautiful wife and my sons, I'm proud that they both supported me during the Army. Now, I'm lost. Hang on here. I'm not accustomed to speaking in front of people, you know. Well, I have to give credit to my wife. She's deceased now. And my two sons, and one of them was right here, which served. They are the heroes. When I get back from service, it's a long and long young people who enough to do with it for saying the opportunity they know to fight alongside women and men. It's the highest character. The troops that protect us today, I've seen over 87 years, which I have. I am 87 years old. It's an honor to recognize the sacrifice of veterans and family. The veterans, I salute you. Thank you very much. General.
Lieutenant Colonel, you have no one to apologize for. Thank you very much for gracing us with your presence, and thank you very much for your lifetime of service. I'm going to deviate a moment from the program and put one of our speakers on the spot and ask him to speak, even though he isn't on the program as a speaker. He is a railroader, ladies and gentlemen, and trust me, we want to hear from a railroader. Captain McCallum, can we beg your indulgence and ask you to come up to the microphone and share a few words with your fellow railroaders?
I would like to thank my Lord and Savior for allowing me to be here today and for giving me the opportunity to participate in this event. I would like to also thank the Brunswick community for making it a point to celebrate the Veterans Day and the veterans of the nation's wars. I consider it a privilege and an honor to be here. To me, Veterans Day is a day to honor my fellow countrymen and women who have served their country, in some cases laid down their lives for the very freedoms I am enjoying as I speak. My father, Alt McCallum Sr., now deceased, played a very important role in influencing my decision to join the military. He served in the U.S. Army for 10 years, so it was only fitting that I follow in his footsteps by attending the United States Military Academy and commissioning as an officer in the United States Army. My parents, Alton and Ann McCallum, believed and instilled in me the same thing President Ronald Reagan believed. He said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Today's veterans are the custodians of our traditions. They are the continuity between the generations. I am merely the present string of continuity between the veterans of the Gulf War and the next great generation to come along. Some say that all veterans have not bled on the battlefield, but on the contrary, I have witnessed as St. Luke did. Luke 22:44 tells us of how Jesus Christ, as he was facing his inescapable death on the cross, said, "In being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. I have seen the sweat and blood of the sons and daughters of the United States mixed on the soils of Afghanistan and Iraq. That's why we honor the veterans of the past wars and the ones of the present war. Because during the times of war and travail, their sweat dropped as blood on the ground. The veterans that you see before you, both past and present, live by the warrior ethos. I will always place the mission first. I will never quit. I will never accept defeat. And I will never leave a fallen comrade. I would like to give a special thanks to my mother, Ann McCallum, for all the prayers and countless sleepless nights. I want to thank you for all the prayers and countless sleepless nights as your son ran through the foreign grounds. I love you. I would like to give thanks to my wife, Lindy, and my son, Alton, for giving me endless support through my time in the military and through my deployments. I love both of you. I would like to also recognize all my brothers and sisters, starting from the oldest to the youngest. I have 11 of them, so 10 of them actually, so might be a minute. Janaea, my oldest sister, Lakeisha, Lenny, Grace, Tim, Elizabeth, Leah, Becky, Rachel, Bethany, and Stephen, my nieces and nephews, Deja, Isaac, and Soraya, for their prayers and support. I also thank my mother-in-law, Sylvia, Aunt Lillian, my sisters-in-laws, and Pastor Molly and family for their prayers and support. But last but not least, I give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Thank you, Captain. You make me proud to call this my home. We're proud of you, we're proud of your family, and I know they're proud of you. I can tell just by looking at them. Thank you again. Our World War I veteran is named in the parade, was going to be a participant and a marshal, but his advancing age precludes him from participating today. Ladies and gentlemen, all the more reason why we have to keep doing this every year. We have to take this time to say thank you, because there comes a day when we're not able to say thank you in person. It's now my great honor to introduce our keynote speaker, Lieutenant General Robert Flowers. Lieutenant General Flowers served as the Chief of Engineers and Commanding General, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, from October 23, 2000 to July 1, 2004. Lieutenant General Flowers was born in Pennsylvania and resided in several areas of the world as his family moved during his father's military career. Prior to his selection as the Chief of Engineers, he served in several high-ranking positions throughout the Army and particularly in the area of engineering and in the Corps. During his tenure, the Corps led the recovery from the 9/11 attacks, supported the global war on terrorism in areas such as Afghanistan and Iraq, undertook important environmental projects such as the restoration of the South Florida Everglades, constructed important locks and dams such as the Olmsted in Kentucky and Illinois, and responded to damage wrecked by natural disasters such as Hurricane Isabel. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a great and warm Brunswick welcome for Lieutenant General Robert Flowers. General.
Thank you very much, Your Honor, distinguished guests. Linda and I feel like we've been granted a very special opportunity to be a part of today. And on behalf of all of the veterans, I thank Brunswick and this region for holding a day like today. As was stated, I spent my career as a combat engineer and a member of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. I feel a very special kinship with Maryland and this region. The symbol of the Engineer Regiment The statue that was erected in our regimental grove at our home at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, is of a Maryland sapper from the French and Indian Wars. Stands very proud in a leather apron and has a look in his eye that says, "Don't mess with me." And if you want to see that same look, look at the eyes of the men and women of this color guard. That trooper over there on the porch, the one holding a young child behind you, those veterans who are here, that's the look. I've had the opportunity to travel the world during my career, and I have visited cemeteries in North Africa, in Europe, in Korea. My wife, Linda, is an Arlington lady, which means she presides at funerals for soldiers at Arlington who are buried. And so there are veterans who can no longer be with us, who lie in graves around this world, that we owe a great deal to. The freedoms that we enjoy, they paid for in a very special way. Second group of veterans are those who are in part represented by Captain McCallum. He has that look in his eye as well. But it's those who have been wounded, many of whom will not enjoy the same quality of life that you and I enjoy for the rest of their days. My uncle was a sailor in World War II, had three ships shot out from under him. And when they fished him out of the water the last time in 1945, he was very much a victim of combat fatigue. And he spent the rest of his life in veterans hospitals outside of Pittsburgh with my mother, his sister, and myself visiting him often. And it never occurred to me as a young boy growing up the amount of sacrifice that he gave so that I could enjoy the freedoms that I enjoy. But it's that group that we owe a great deal of thanks to. And when you get an opportunity to visit a veterans hospital or to see someone who is a combat wounded veteran, thank them, please. And the last group that I'd like to recognize are those veterans who are here today. And if you would, please, those of you who have worn the uniform of this country, men and women, please raise your hand or stand and be recognized. I thank you for your service. And the final group to recognize are those who are in harm's way today. I didn't realize until my son went over to Iraq how tough it is to see someone you love go overseas and be in harm's way. Well, he's home, fortunately, at least for the time being. But if it's in your tradition, I ask that sometime today you think about those men and women who are overseas and say a prayer for them. Thank you all for including us in today's events. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Thank you very much, General. We're honored by your presence. Two introductions I save for this point in the program. They are on this stage. They're not political leaders. I don't serve in the active duty. Certainly, they do everything they can now in their lives to support and sustain our veterans right here in our own community. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to ask for a round of applause for the commander of the Stedman Keenan American Legion Post, Mr. Elwood Weinhold. The president of the Ladies Auxiliary of the Stedman Keenan American Legion Post, Ms. Andrea Anderson. Now, for those of you that have been coming to this parade for many years, and I see many of you here, this next part of the program is something we all look forward to, and that is Eric Makowski will join us again and perform a musical selection. Petios from Makowski.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
Certainly, the last several years have been honored to have you here, Eric, and we greatly appreciate it. Thank you so very much on behalf of the City of Brunswick and everybody in attendance. Thank you. As we conclude, I do want to make a few comments about something that was in a magazine this week that I think is very, very appropriate today. For those of you who received Frederick Magazine, it had an article about William Tyler Page and the American's Creed, something that is almost unheard of, but is so appropriate for today. I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy and a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for all American patriots that sacrifice their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its Constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. Let us give thanks to those veterans that are here today that have served and will serve to protect our freedoms. At this time, I'd like to introduce Major Michael Reynolds for the benediction.
Daniel Webster one time said, God grants liberty to those who love it and are always ready to guard it. May God help us guard the freedoms that he's given to us. Would you pray with me? May your divine hand be upon each and every leader of our nation, every citizen soldier, every active duty and full-time soldier and their families. Fulfill your plans in and through us, O Lord. In your name we pray this now. Let everyone say amen.
color guard, please retire the colors. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for your attendance at the opening ceremonies of the 75th Annual Veterans Day Parade in Brunswick. We'll now take a several-minute break while the parade lineup is completed, and we'll see you all back here in just a few minutes. Thank you.